Hello, Eastern Sierra. You're watching Eastern Sierra Now, where the views are stunning, the news is local, and the tacos? Apparently a source of heated debate. Today, we've got a lineup hotter than a June afternoon in Bishop. From seasonal forest closures to adult prom, yes, it's back. Plus student-driven environmental action and some serious track and field triumphs. You'll want to stick around for all the local updates you didn't know you needed. This edition is proudly sponsored by Bishop Veterinary Hospital, where every pet is treated like a VIP. Very important pet. So fluff that throw pillow and adjust your Wi-Fi. Let's dive into the latest from the land of Granite Peaks and gossip-worthy city council. Menachie Meadows, one of the Eastern Sierra's most scenic high-altitude gyms, is now officially closed for the season. Yep, the gate came down on May 7. The Inyo National Forest has implemented its annual vehicle access closure to help protect fragile wetland habitats and prevent damage during this sensitive time of year. The road is scheduled to reopen July 1st, conditions permitting. This closure is aimed at improving road structure and reducing the number of rescues needed, as individuals often get stranded in the area. Going forward, these closures are predicted to go into effect and annually between December 1st and June 30th. So while you can still dream of meadows and mountain air, you'll need to hold off on those 4x4 adventures just a little longer. Cue the corsages and get your dance card ready. Adult Prom is making its grand return. Hosted by the Eastside Student Center, this beloved event is back by popular demand and promises a night of dancing, nostalgia, photo booths, and community spirit. Whether you missed prom the first time or just want a redo with fewer awkward slow dances and more grown-up beverages, this is your shot. This year, the theme is all about the 90s with host Maurice Cooper, that's right, and live music from DJ Hot T. Tickets start at $25 and support a good cause. It's all about coming together to support youth programming while having a downright fabulous time. For more information, please visit EasternSierraNow.com. Whether your pup's eating something they shouldn't again, or your cat's giving you that I'm fine, but also definitely not fine look, Bishop Veterinary Hospital has your back. With expert care, a friendly team, and more patients than a golden retriever waiting for a treat, they're here for all your pet's needs. Vaccinations? Check. Dental? Done. Emergency nibble-to-sock situation? They've seen it all. So keep your furry, feathered, or even scaly friends happy and healthy. Visit Bishop Veterinary Hospital. Because in the Eastern Sierra, our animals, they're family too. Inyo 350 is helping local students make waves for the planet. Literally and figuratively. For the fourth year running, the Community Advocacy Group has awarded up to $2,000 in scholarships to graduating seniors from Bishop Union High School who show commitment to protecting the environment. It's a grassroots way to support young people turning concern into action. This includes students wanting to pursue careers in regenerative agriculture, climate science, green architecture, clean energy, and so much more. Interested students should speak to the guidance office. So if you know a student who's passionate about climate issues and sustainability, now's the time to speak up, or at least send them the link. Mono County is thinking long-term and little. The Board of Supervisors has officially adopted First Five Mono's 2025 through 2029 strategic plan, laying out a multi-year vision to improve services for families with children under five. The plan prioritizes everything from parenting resources and child development screenings to early education and health access. It's all part of a broader push to ensure Mono's youngest residents get the strongest possible start in life. Because when kids thrive, the whole community benefits. For more information, please visit EasternSierraNow.com. Love local news that's fast, free, and maybe just a little too obsessed with weather and tacos? Us too. Support Eastern Sierra Now on Patreon and help us keep the cameras rolling, the headlights fresh, and the sarcasm a-flowing. For just a few bucks a month, less than your gas station burrito, you'll be fueling the only news team in the region who'll chase a coyote and a city council vote on the same day. So go to patreon.com and search Eastern Sierra Now, because real news needs real support. And probably more coffee. And tacos. Looking forward to a weekend of fun? Us too. Saracoso Community College's Bishop Campus is holding its 21st annual commencement ceremony tonight at the Eastern Sierra College Center starting at 5:30 p.m. The Eastern Sierra Community Choir and the Mammoth High School Choir will be performing in their joint spring concert tonight at St. Joseph's Catholic Church, starting at 7:30 p.m. and tomorrow at Saracoso Community College in Bishop, starting at 7 p.m. The events are free, but donations are welcome. In honor of World Migratory Bird Day tomorrow, an all-level birding event will be held at Black Lake starting at 8 a.m. Also tomorrow, the Alabama Hills Rangers will be holding a nature journaling session starting at 10 a.m. Supplies will be available, but participants are encouraged to bring their own. This event will meet at the Mobius Arch Trailhead. To continue celebrating Eastern Sierra Wildlife Resilience Month, a June Lake Community Preparedness Meeting will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the June Lake Community Center. On Sunday, Mona Arts Council will be holding a Mother's Day hand-building ceramics class for parents and children. This event costs $135 for the duo and will begin at 2 p.m. Lastly, Cassie Dunn will be performing live at Distant Brewing on Sunday, starting at 7. As always, remember to check easternsierranow.com/events for more information on events like these and download our mobile app. Hey, who said ski season had to end in May? Not us. With 58 inches of springy goodness still on the ground, we've got 84 trails and 10 lifts spinning across three snow splash parks. Main Lodge is your mountain headquarters, and yes, we're skiing into June. Cruise the Wiggle Under Facelift Express. Number 3, soak up the sun and don't forget your sunscreen or your retro gear. Heads up, starting Monday, May 12th, High 5 and Gold Rush 10 go on a weekday siesta, closed Monday through Thursday. So spring turns never felt so right. Hey, it's taco time, Eastern Sierra, and your opinion has never been spicier. Our Epic Eats poll is back, and this month, we're on the hunt for the best tacos in the region. Tacos El Jave is heating up the competition in the Bishop area, while Gomez's is holding strong in Mammoth. But the race is far from over, and your vote could be the one that tips the taco. Head to easternsierranow.com/epic-eats. Cast your vote, and let your taste buds lead the way. Remember, democracy is delicious. Now for our local sports report, sponsored by the Back Alley Bull and Grill. The Bishop Union High School Broncos showcased exceptional performances at the High Desert League Finals in Bakersfield. The boys' team secured a commanding first-place finish, while the girls' team achieved a commendable third place. Standout performances include Steven Vinker, winning first in the 800 and second in the 1600. Hunter Daly placed first in the long jump and the triple jump, and breaking his BUHS freshman record in triple jump at 38. Dacia Clark earning first in the high jump, and Embry Aguilera and McGinna Westervelt breaking their class records in the 100-meter and the 300-meter hurdles, respectively. This strong showing underscores the dedication and hard work of the Broncos athletes and coaching staff throughout the season. With the HDL finals marking a significant milestone, the teams have set a high standard for future competitions. As the season progresses, the Broncos continue to exemplify excellence in track and field, making their community proud. Thank you again to Back Alley Bull and Grill for sponsoring this section and making this segment possible. We really appreciate the opportunity to showcase the talent of these amazing student athletes throughout the year. And we hope to be able to spotlight the talent in other schools in the future. Reach out to us, other schools. And for all of you out there looking for dinner plans tonight, stop by the Back Alley Bull and Grill. They deserve your support. Let's dive into your weekend weather forecast with a blend of sunshine, warmth, and a touch of mountain breeze. Starting with Bishop, it's shaping up to be a classic Eastern Sierra weekend. Today, Friday, expect sunny skies with temperatures soaring up to 89. It's true. And lows around 51. Saturday, continue the trend with partly sunny skies and a high of 90, lows of 53. Breezy conditions will make it feel slightly cooler, so it's a great day for outdoor activities. Come Sunday, the mercury dips a bit to comfortable 84 under plenty of sunshine. Evenings will be pleasant with lows hovering around 50. So whether you're hitting the trails or enjoying a backyard barbecue, it's a perfect weekend to be outdoors. Just remember to stay hydrated and wear that sunscreen. Hey, heading up to Mammoth Lakes, the mountains are offering their own version of spring delight. Today, Friday, expect partly sunny skies with a warm high of 70 and lows near 41. A perfect day for a scenic hike or a leisurely stroll through town. Saturday brings mostly sunny and breezy conditions with temperatures reaching 69. The breeze will add a refreshing touch to your outdoor adventures. By Sunday, things cool down a bit. Anticipate mostly sunny skies, but with increased winds and a high of 61. It's a reminder that in the mountains, spring can still have a crisp edge. Evenings will be cooler with lows ranging from 38 to 42. So pack a light jacket if you're planning to be out after sunset. In summary, the Eastern Sierra is serving up a weekend of warm days and cool nights. Bishop residents can bask in near-record warmth, while Mammoth Lakes offers a milder, breezier escape. Whatever your plans, Make the most of this beautiful spring weather. And that's a wrap on today's Eastern Sierra Now, from high country closures to high school victories and everything in between. We'll be back with more soon. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and if you see news happening, tag us. We love a good tip, especially if it comes with a side of salsa. Big thanks again to today's sponsor, Bishop Veterinary Hospital, keeping our furry friends healthy and our hearts full. Stay safe, stay curious, and remember, out here, the stories are as real as the wind in your face and the trout in your cooler. See you next time.